Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you today. We open our hearts, we open our minds for revelation of the law of faith and the elements of that law, the laws of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how we are to use this, how faith works, and we give you praise for it, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look once more at our foundation scripture in Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? The law of works? No, that's over in the flesh realm. No, but by the law of faith. So faith is governed by spiritual law. Now, to back that up, we read Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So here's two exact opposite spiritual laws. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. When you put to work the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you got born again. And the law of the Spirit of life overwhelmed and removed the law of sin and death, and there wasn't a thing in the world that Satan could do about it, and it works for everybody, praise God, whosoever will. Now, we talked about that from Romans 10, praise God, Romans 12, 1 through 3, and 1 John 5, 1 through 5, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Every born-again child of God has the faith of God inside their spirit right now. You don't have to pray for it. You don't have to seek for more of it. Jesus, we're going to talk about that later, but when His disciples said, increase our faith, He said, sow it. It'll grow. Remember, Jesus said, the whole kingdom of God. And He said, if you can understand this parable, you can understand them all. The whole kingdom of God is as if a man sows a seed in the ground, and that seed grows up and you harvest it. Everything works as seed time and harvest. Now take hold of that, because that's the spiritual law that governs the kingdom of God. If you won't love, sow love. Well, think about it. Jesus said, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. That's a spiritual law, because what you do unto others is what others are going to do to you. That spiritual law governs that. Well, all right, now. And we found out in 2 Thessalonians 3:2 that wicked men, all men, the apostle said, do not have faith. But over in Romans chapter 12, 1 through 3, the apostle wrote, writing to the church at Rome, said, for God has given to every man the measure of faith. Well, what's going on here? Well, he said, I'm writing this to every man among you. So every man among you has been given this faith, the measure of faith, the faith of God. Well, this proves to us here then that you have to be born again for the faith of God to be inside your spirit. Here again, I want to remind you, the laws of the Spirit function in the Spirit. Jesus said, those things that are spirit. Those things that are flesh are flesh. The laws of the flesh are the laws of works. The laws of the Spirit are the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the reason that you take God's word for it. If His word says you do this, you'll receive that, then it'll make a difference what you feel about it. Your feelings will get in line the more you walk in faith, and faith comes, praise God, it will eventually change your feelings. Amen. All right. Now then, we talked about a little bit about who can use the faith of God. Who is authorized to use this? Well, Jesus said, have the faith of God. And the very next verse, in the 23rd verse of Mark 11, He said, whosoever shall say. So anybody, I don't care. If you're a human being, you're authorized to use the faith of God. Because you can, anybody, I don't care who you are. You can take the faith of God, the Word of God, believe it, and get born again. And that's when it comes in, and then it'll stay with you forever. It's the living Word of God. All right, now, we found out from Acts chapter 3, the 12th verse and the 16th verse, Peter said, not by our holiness this man was made strong, but it was faith in the name of Jesus. Then we read over in 1 John 3, that this, let's take a look at it again. I want you to see it with your eyes. It's very, very important. If you have your notes downloaded there, it'll be on there. 1 John 3:23, this is His commandment. He didn't say, this is His commandment that we love one another. No, this is His commandment that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave commandment. So we are commanded to have faith in that name. Okay. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, then God wouldn't say it was impossible to please Him without faith if you didn't have faith with which to please Him. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We just tapped into the law. Isn't that good? The law of faith said that. You see, here's the thing. Let me give you this illustration. I learned this a long time ago. I mentioned it to you over and over again last week, but I want to talk to you about it again this week. If God tells you to do something, like when He told us to go on daily television, oh my goodness, I thought I was already busy. Man, I'm preaching all over the world. I'm preaching at that time almost 7 days a week. And Lord, what am I going to do? What? How can I do that? I had to learn, and right after that I did learn. If He tells you to do something, that just authorized you to do it. But, Brother Copeland, I can't do that. I know it. Isn't that wonderful? Because when you said, sir, yes, sir, I'm yours to command, you just were empowered to do it. That's what causes faith to grow. That's what causes you to be expanded and with His mighty Spirit, His mighty power inside your spirit, strengthened, glory to God. You're getting bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. That also means that He just released all the money that it takes to do it. Because see, everything He's ever called you to do throughout eternity has already, it's already in the glory. It's already in heaven. It's already been assigned to you. You're richer than you beyond what you can ask or think, according to Ephesians chapter 3. It's already done. But the thing of it is, if you don't stretch your faith, if you're not willing to obey, you ain't never going to get there. You'll never get above what you are right now if all you ever do is what you can already do. And God gets no glory out of that. Press Him for it. God, tell me to do something. Give me an assignment. I want to give more than I have. Oh, I'd never pray that. Well, then just stay right where you are now. Because you can't, in fact, you can't do that. You can't just stay where you are. You begin to decline. Read the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews. He was talking to people and he said, you have need again milk as a baby. For when the time you should be already teaching these things, what had happened? They got over into unbelief and cast down their fearless faith, and they started slipping and sliding. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, because this tells us who has authority to walk in faith. Hebrews chapter 4, I want you to look at this. In Hebrews 4:2, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." So anybody that's had the word of faith preached, and now not religion, there's a lot of junk preached that's called the gospel that won't bring faith. It just creates doubt and unbelief. Particularly if you're born again and everybody in the church is born again and you just keep preaching salvation over and over again and repentance from sin and all that, you're going to have a congregation full of people that sin and repent all the time. Well, that come from heaven. I didn't intend to say that. So now, anybody that's had the word of faith preached to them has the faith of God in them if they'll mix faith with it. Amen. Your spirit being, the spirit man. Faith is a spirit issue, not a mind issue. It's not mental. It doesn't come out of the mind. It's not a flesh issue. It doesn't come out of the body. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and grows in the inner man, and it's released out words of the mouth. It is released by followed actions, yes, corresponding. Thank you, Lord. That's the word I was asking you about. It is followed by corresponding action. Being a hearer of the word and not a doer, the Apostle James said, he's like a man looking at his face in a mirror, walks away, forget what he looked like. Why? He never made a decision to find out what he looks like. The Lord said this to me one time. He said, "Kenneth, how long is your nose?" About like that. No, he said, "In inches or millimeters, either one." I said, "I ain't got a clue how long it is." And the word of the Lord said, "You've been looking at it all your life. How come you can't tell me?" Oh, I see it. I never, ever made a decision to measure it. I see that. I look at it, but I didn't intend to memorize it. So I walk away and I don't know. But I guarantee you, if you ever go get a ruler and measure your nose and write that down and look at it every morning for a couple of days, somebody would ask you again, "How long is your nose?" Let me tell you exactly how long my nose is. But why? Because you did the stupid idea of measuring the thing. But that's what James is talking about. He said, "But those that are doers of the word and continue looking into the word, the law," hear the word law, "the perfect law," the word, "the perfect law of liberty," he's blessed in what he does. Can you see it? All right. Anybody that'll look into the word of God, the perfect law of liberty, faith comes. All right. Now, anybody that's had the gospel preached to them. Are you with me on that? That mixes that gospel with faith. All the things that I'm saying to you, all that I've said to you all this week, all last week, concerning the law of faith, you just shut the book on that and go on, don't pay any attention to it, and you just keep on, "Well, I'm just thrilled to death. I guess I'll never get anything. I don't know why God don't heal me." Well, you just keep on floundering in the laws of feeling and natural works and all of that. Faith isn't working. "Well, see, Brother Copeland, it don't work for me. Brother Copeland, I read that Mark 11:23 about I can have whatever I say, but I realize, see, that don't work for me." Oh, it doesn't. No. I tried that, see, that saying stuff, that don't work for me. Really? That's right. No, it don't work for me. It worked for you right then. You're getting what you say. You're saying it by fear, not by faith, but you're saying it. And the laws of the Spirit have cut you off because you said it doesn't work for you. All those disobedient people out there in the desert. He sent us out here to die. He sent us out here to kill us. We're going to die in the desert. 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 Oh, we're going to die in the desert. And here comes Caleb and Joshua. Shut up! We can take that land today. No, no, we can't. No, we can't. They're giants and we're grasshoppers. We can't do it. When the truth was, those people over there were scared spitless of them because they'd already heard what happened at the Red Sea. Go read the book of Joshua. Rahab has said, where have you been? We've been expecting you. Our hearts melted in us when we heard about you. They could have taken that land without firing a shot. My, my, my. But they said, we're going to die in the desert. 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 He said, okay, you're going to die in the desert. Well, why did we die in the desert? Because you said it, dummy. Forgive me. Unbeliever. Amen. These are the laws of the Spirit. Words created all matter with the force of faith. The Bible says so. He created the heaven and the earth out of something you can't see. And it was faith. We found it out in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. So you can't change that. We live in a word-created, word-dominated environment, whether it's words of the law of sin and death or the words of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the high priest of our profession or confession. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil is the dog that watches over your confession of the law of sin and death, and he's the one you've allowed to bring it to pass. Well, I don't know. It just, you know, this thrills me to death. I'm just dying to go. Look like, oh, I don't know. Ain't none of this stuff works for me. I don't understand that. I don't know. I'm getting kind of old. And there's two things that they say, you know, happens to you when you start getting old. And I'm getting on up there, you know. And first thing it goes is your memory. And for the life of me, I can't remember what the second one was. Ain't that funny? That's idiotic. You just commanded your brain to quit. You just commanded your memory to fail. You ain't old. No, no. The normal life of human beings in the earth according to Genesis. Ain't that the first book in the Bible? Uh-huh. Okay, Genesis 6:3, God said, I'll not allow men to live so long anymore. Their normal lifespan from now on will be 120. Well, I never heard that. I have this book. When the Scripture says with long life He will satisfy you, that has to be based on something. God based that not on 70 to 70 or 80 years. No, no. That was the shortening, that curse that came on them in the desert. And he said, you're going to die in this desert. Ain't nobody over 20 years old getting out of this desert. And it didn't make any difference whether they were 70 or 80. They weren't getting out of there. The Bible said their carcasses fell in the wilderness. Why? They said it. All but Joshua and Caleb, faith guys, they just kept saying it, glory to God, I'm making this thing the whole, we can take that land. And Caleb said, I'm 84 and God has preserved me and give me my mountain, I'll take it. He said, I'm as strong as I was when I was 40, glory to God, I can do this thing. And so did Joshua, and they did. Amen. Well, see, You don't have the right to say, if you're a born-again believer, you're a born-again child of God, well, I don't care nothing about that living 120 years. Hey, who do you or me or anybody else think we are to have the right to alter what God's already said. Listen, if you'll take hold of that, that's just as much the Word of God as by His stripes ye were healed. If you take hold of that and don't compromise it and start saying it with your mouth, I believe it. I don't care what's the matter with you. You may be a week from dying right now. No, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. I rebuke that death. I rebuke whatever's going on in you right now. You get Genesis 6:3 in your face. You get 1 Peter 2:24 in your face. And you get it in your eyes. And you get it in your ears. And you get it in your mouth. And it begins to build faith. It begins to build faith. Glory to God. I guarantee you, your inner man will produce the law of the Spirit. Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. It's hearing it come out of your mouth and into your ears, and that 120-year law will begin to take hold, and it'll begin to say, oh, I see. Yeah, we got to do what God said. We got to do what God said. It'll kick that sickness and disease out of there. Amen. And you come rising up out of there and you say, I just found out I ain't near as old as I thought I was. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about. I've experienced it. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. My next birthday, I'll be 80. Praise God. I ain't got time to quit. I'm in better spiritual condition. I'm in better mental condition. I'm in better physical condition than I was 20, 25 years ago. Amen. Glory. And we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.